getting stopped at that point. He gets another two or three on almost every play. Zach Franzel has been absolutely dynamite here this game.
14 carries, 148 yards. A handoff to DeLorean Wedge, who's met at the line of scrimmage and is stopped at the 43-yard line for a gain of a yard. And our Weech's defense fired up as they read that one. And now sets up a third down and four.
I'm very surprised that they have not tried to get DeLorean Wedge free. It's simple dive plays, and absolutely, you're absolutely right, Dan. We just talked about that. How do you stop where Zach Franzel's trying to run the football? And I think they absolutely did. They're moving Smiglenski around. I don't know why it took until the second half to do that, but he ran for 150 yards in the first half. But I like the move, and now we'll see. The chess match has finally begun, right?
Third and four.
Now we'll see if Jacobson changes his game plan.
Martin Tovar on the carry on a second effort gets the first down all the way to the midfield. They had him held up at the 45, and after that he gets another 5 yards. Tackle made by Ethan Hesley, middle linebacker for the Pirates, and Sandusky converts on a third down to move the chains at midfield.
Again, we were just saying here's where the chess match begins. So Harbor Beach on defense moves one of their best defenders, their ends around from one side to the other, and they try to run at him, and all of a sudden the Franzel play and the Wedge play goes for nothing. So what does Coach Jacobson do? He dials up Tovar along the other side where Smiglenski has left, and he's able to get a nice run for a first down.
At midfield, first and 10. Inside the right hash, Carlson under center. Quarterback keeper around the right end. Has lead blockers, and he's going to be upended at the 45-yard line. File falls forward to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Luke Woodkey and Dylan Kadar for a 6-yard gain on the senior quarterback, and he's up limping at the sideline, and it looks like he's actually very well being assisted by the coaches back to the huddle, which is actually a requirement that he must sit out the next play.
He's just getting the play call. Clark. It just took a little longer to get that play called in is all. Veteran move there by Coach Jacobson, absolutely. But that is part of the reason why you don't like to see your quarterback getting their number called. You just hate to see that happen. A 3-year starting quarterback get hurt, but he's staying in the game, and he is good to go here under center.
From the 44 of Harbor Beach, a handoff to Zach Franzel across the line of scrimmage, across the first down marker, and drags his defender all the way down to the 34-yard line. Tackle made in tandem once again by Luke Woodkey and Dylan Kadar moves the chains for the Redskins again. Deeper into Harbor Beach territory, 4:40 left in the third, 18-8 Sandusky.
Not afraid. That is Franzel running right at that adjustment that Harbor Beach made and Smiglenski. And when you watch the play as it goes by, Franzel goes right by him, and Smiglinski's the one that's on the ground. So they get a nice block, clear him out of the way, and it's clear running for Franzel to find that first down marker.
Carlson still limping up to the line of scrimmage, taking his time, trying to work that injury off on the far sideline. First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 34-yard line, leading by 10 points, 4.5 left in the third quarter. Carlson under center turns and hands it off to DeLorean Wedge. There's a flag on the play, and Wedge has the first down and finally whipped down at the 18-yard line by Dylan Kadar on a second and third effort by the secondary of Harbor Beach. Very well likely this is inside the trenches and will be a hold against Sandusky.
Absolutely. It almost has to be on the Sandusky offensive line somewhere. It was thrown from the back judge on defense, too, which is a strange person to call that penalty.
And the official just did the signal to the away team and away bench, which in 2020 is as many as the home team. It's a hold against the Sandusky Redskins. So from the spot of the foul, which is the original line of scrimmage, 10 yards. So from the 34 to the 44. Sandusky will be facing a first and 20 with 4:16 left in the third quarter and a 10-point lead, 18-8.
Yeah, this is playing right into the hands of Sandusky. Obviously, they don't want to have first and 20, but all of a sudden you look at the clock, you see 4:10 and counting left to go in the third quarter, and the possessions for the home team is going down at all the time here.
Coming out of the tee in no hurry, Matt Carlson under center. It's the snap, handoff to the middle. DeLorean Wedge gets out to the 41-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by number 54, Elliot Seaman and Ethan Hessling. Middle linebacker and nose guard, respectively. Second down and 17 for the Sandusky Redskins.
It's four down territory for Coach Jacobson, so not in a big hurry. Is okay with 3 or 4 yards on this play. He's going to hope to get 6 or 7 on this one and just keep making that fourth down play a lot shorter. But 3 yards won't be good enough on this play, so let's see if they go back to Tovar and run away from Smiglenski, or do they challenge him again with Zach Franzel?
3:15 remains in the third. 18-8 Sandusky by 10, facing a second down and 17 from the 41 of Harbor Beach. Hand off to Zach Franz. He'll find the gap. Has room to run. And he has man one more man to beat. And he has the first down and finally brought down at the 22-yard line. A huge run from the 41, a 19-yard gain for Zach Franzel, shedding defenders all the way down and move the chains once again.
There's just Harbor Beach bodies laying all over the field, and he's just leaping over those shoestring tackles. He jumped twice over defenders, and he's able to find the sideline in 14 of Harbor Beach. Tanton Babcock makes a touchdown-saving tackle, and on 2nd and 17, Harbor Beach allows a run, the same run that they've allowed all day long, to go for a first down. And now Sandusky in the driver's seat here as they're inside the 25, maybe the 23-and-a-half-yard line.
Leading by 10, 2:45 left in the third. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle. DeLorean Wedge and Ethan Hessling read that one, got through the line untouched, and brings him down for a 2-yard loss to the 25-yard line, second down and 12.
That's a nice play. He read that, finally gets in the backfield. And he's kind of been the reason that they've taken DeLorean Wedge out of the game. It's been Ethan Hessling that's taken over that middle part of the defense, taking DeLorean Wedge out of the game. The only way DeLorean Wedge has had any success is when he's got the football, he's countered to the outside. So now that he's doing that, which linebacker is going to step up and fill the gap that Zach Franzel's been running through?
Second down, 12 from the Harbor Beach 25-yard line. First down marker at the 13. Harbor Beach's defense adjusting. T formation for Carlson. And off to number 20. Tovar gets through the line, gets down to the 15-yard line before he stopped. That's a gain of 10 on the play. Stopping the way was Luke Woodgie for the Pirates. And now it is a third down and a long two.
You watched Harbor Beach middle linebacker and linebackers make tackles, and they're making tackles as the Sandusky guy is dragging them further down the field. They're not stopping momentum. They're going along for the ride, and these Sandusky running backs, yard after contact has to be very good, because as soon as the contact's made, they seem to get two or three on almost every run. It's very impressive.
Third and two from the 15 now. Three men backfield, Tovar, Franzel, and Wedge. And off to Tovar, has the first down, breaks through two tackles, and finally stood up at the 6-yard line, but Harbor Beach's secondary. It's a gain of nine on the play. Tackle made by Mason Booms as well as Ethan Hessling. And now a first and goal scenario for Sandusky with 1:07 before the end of the third quarter.
And Harbor Beach's defense is pretty good, and Sandusky is making this game look very easy right now. Manipulating however they want. Harbor Beach makes a change. Coach Jacobson runs it right where that guy moves, and they found big gains. Martin Tovar super quiet in the first half. All of a sudden, he's got 61 yards, and most of it has come in the second half.
Sandusky's had the ball for a little more than 8 minutes on this drive alone. They started their own 16. Now they're at the Harbor Beach 6. T formation. Carlson under center. And off to number 26, DeLorean Wedge. He gets across the end zone. Touchdown, Sandusky. With 33 seconds left in the third quarter, and it's now Sandusky 24, Harbor Beach 8. DeLorean Wedge somehow got his way in after being hit after about a gain of a yard, sheds that tackler, then dives towards the end zone and falls in about a half a yard inside the end zone line for the score, and now it's a 16-point lead, and an ever-critical two-point conversion here would put Sandusky up by 3 possessions. 12 minutes and 33 seconds left in the ball game. Carlson under center. Hands it off to Franzel coming around the right side. He has the edge, and he's in untouched. Two-point conversion is good. And now it's Sandusky by 18 points, 26-8 right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
in his